Provincial and territorial disability policies are failing Canadians with disabilities, including children, and their families, finds a new report released by Kids Brain Health Network, KBHN. The Disability Policy in Canada, Provincial and Territorial Report, prepared by the Disability Policy Research Program at the University of Calgary School of Public Policy and researchers from McGill University for KBHN, reveals shortcomings in provincial and territorial disability programs and services and calls into question whether Canada is living up to its obligations under a United Nations, UN, treaty to protect the rights of persons with disabilities. Based on research, including an online survey of 499 parents and caregivers, as well as follow-up interviews and feedback from peer reviewers, the report cites barriers that impede persons with disabilities and their caregivers from accessing the supports they need. This includes a lack of information about programs and services, with parents of children with disabilities sometimes only finding out about available programs from talking to other parents. Complex and lengthy application processes, income cutoffs for programs that do not adequately account for the true cost of disability expenses, and long waitlists that can see children waiting years for autism programs present further barriers. For Indigenous peoples, particularly those living in the North, the report finds even more obstacles, including systemic discrimination, long travel distances to access services, educational barriers, inadequate housing, and the high cost of obtaining assistive devices. There are too many hurdles that Canadians with disabilities and their families must overcome before accessing the provincial and territorial supports and services that they need, says KBHN CEO, Jeff Pradella. Our network is determined to work with governments to eliminate these barriers. While the report does not assess whether provincial and territorial disability policies are meeting Canada's commitments under the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, it notes that the experiences of parents and caregivers of persons with disabilities included in the report indicates that they may be falling short. The report also sheds light on similarities and differences in the way each jurisdiction delivers services, structures programs, and provides income support. The fragmented nature of provincial and territorial disability policies means that access to many programs and services depends on where in Canada people with disabilities live. The report also points to successes and shortcomings in accessibility legislation across Canada, noting that while some jurisdictions have only recently passed laws mandating accessibility standards, others, Alberta, Prince Edward Island, Quebec, and the territories, have yet to do so. Even in provinces with accessibility legislation, the report finds uneven results, with some jurisdictions, including Nova Scotia and Ontario, failing to meet their own legislated targets and timelines. The report marks an important step toward establishing a nationwide system to monitor programs and services for children. It highlights critical gaps and unmet needs across all levels of government. This report is a crucial step in developing mechanisms to assess whether we are fulfilling our commitment as signatories to the UNCRPD, says Sharon McCary, past co-chair of the Disability Advisory Committee and lived experience advocate. The report provides a comprehensive summary of provincial and territorial disability policies intermixed with insights from the lived experiences of families and caregivers of persons with disabilities across Canada. KBHN released a similar report on federal disability policies in 2023. Having a detailed inventory of provincial and territorial disability policies, along with first-hand accounts from parents and other caregivers interacting with those policies, makes the report an invaluable resource for families and community groups supporting persons with disabilities, as well as for disability advocates and governments, said Dr. Jennifer Zwicker, KBHN Chief Scientist and Canada Research Chair in Disability Policy for Children and Youth. By shining a light on current policy strengths and deficiencies, the report can help lead the way in eliminating policy gaps and barriers to create a more inclusive environment where people with disabilities can thrive, said Dr. Zwicker. Qua Meta Group, Kids Brain Health Network, KBHN. KBHN is a national network that funds and supports the spread, scale, and implementation of proven solutions with the goal of helping children with neurodevelopmental disabilities and their families live the best lives. The science of children's brain health is making advancements, and KBHN is bridging the gaps between these scientific advances and implementing solutions that directly address the needs of children and families. In delivering on its mission, KBHN is advancing Canada's priorities aimed at building a healthier future for all kids.